I acknowledge that this is coming a day late. Good morning, because I'm recording this episode at 7:02 a.m. I wanted to get public opinion yesterday, and I did not make my mind up on time. So, and then, okay, yes, they fixed a class for us. And so, when I got to class, everywhere was rowdy, and I couldn't possibly find a place that was quiet enough to record and talk to the people I wanted to talk to. And then after the class, the final class that we had took like a whole lot of time, and I still wasn't able to talk to the people that I wanted to talk to. So I guess the episode that needs public opinion will be aired next week, Friday. Hopefully, from now till then, I would have gotten all the public opinion that I need. And on that note, you're welcome to another episode of the Everything Rave podcast. If this is your first time of listening to the pod, my name is Laura and I'm the host for this podcast, obviously. And I'm very, very delighted that you decided to click the link today. And I'm hopeful. I hope that you continue to click the link whenever you see it. Because it's very easy to ignore, but it's also very easy to click and access. Thank you. And if you are an OG listener, I love you so much. And you still have not come to claim your capricorn. It's only one person that has come to claim their capricorn. And I deliver good on my promise. So, yesterday... Okay, school has resumed. Quick recap. Very, very quick recap. School has resumed. I think school resumed about last month. And it's been going smoothly so far. Not had any cause to complain, and SACPA has been far away from me. Although that's how first semesters always are for me. SACPA used to be far away from me. I used to be a bowler. I used to not necessarily a bowler, but like I used to have enough money. And then second semester, I'm the broke hobo down the street. But I don't know, Sha, so I'm just trying to save up for the rainy day, which is second semester. Speaking of rainy days, it has been raining a lot lately. And I'm very amazed that we still have light in Ekosodi. It's just one of the wonders of God. So I think that's all for the quick recap. Yeah, I had my birthday. I'm deeply, deeply sorry that I have not been recording episodes ever since. It's just a rinse and repeat cycle. Like, today is Thursday. I decided, I should record something today. And then I'm occupied throughout the day. Friday comes, I'm like, better late than never. And then I just glorify the idea of recording rather than doing actual recording to get. So it's like very crazy. And that's just what I end up doing every single time. I did that thing for like how many weeks? I didn't record a single episode in August. And I don't even know what's wrong with me. But yeah, my birthday was fine. And I had a few days, because I don't think it was up to a week, but I had a job as a pro bono staff for INEC. That episode is an entire episode on its own. Not just me, I and two of my siblings. And it was a crazy experience, I tell you. But that will have to come in an episode of its own. So yesterday night, or rather last night, I was having a conversation with my neighbor, Mariam. And she asked me a question about why I always overuse the cream I use. So quick backstory for context. I use palm kernel oil or kernel pomade, whichever you please. I prefer kernel pomade because it doesn't make it seem like I'm rubbing food on my body. But I always, like, abuse it. It got to one stage that my whites started getting, like, every morning, my whites must steam because of the cream. So I started just rubbing only on my legs and not rubbing where I intend to wear white clothes, you get, or any clothes that has light color. And so my sister uses the cream also, but her clothes doesn't get stained because she just uses a minimal amount. But me, I like to use it all over my body. And every morning when people see me, they'll say, "Oh, Laura, you're glowing." And I'm like, no, I'm not glowing. It's the cream. Because obviously it's oil. And then when you rub oil on your skin, it has that shiny stuff. Do you get? And so yesterday morning when I was rubbing cream, I had a little accident. But like inside the household. And then the cream now poured. Or inside the room. Because this place is very small. It's not a house. It's a room. So the cream I poured on the rug, and I was quickly cleaning, and I thought I had already cleaned up the scene of the crime. But I came back in the evening and I discovered that it was still there, although not as much as it was in the morning. And so she sat on the place and she discovered that it was still there. And then she was like, "Oh, why do you use it this much?" Because I asked your sister and she said that she doesn't, like, use it as much as you. And I remembered that in secondary school, I think for, like, GSS 2, GSS 3, I cannot really place an exact time frame, but I had fungal infection, like, on my feet. Back up. On my feet, I feel like I just always have to specify. I have fungal infection on my feet. And then I don't know what caused it. To date, I still don't know. But I have been using canola pomade right from when I was a baby. And when I went, because I went to a boarding school. And when I got to secondary school, my parents didn't trust me enough to handle it, not to stain all my clothes. And so I started getting creams like Baby Pierce, like Miss Sherry Fair, Familia. I think those were the only three creams I used before I ran back to these. So he has the Purple Pierce with purple cover. Obviously, that's the cream, Laura. Don't mind me. So yeah, that was what I was using throughout the time that I was in secondary school. No, throughout like just one. I think Jesus too. And then I had that fungal infection. And it was so bad because I have tears all over my leg. Like, and Harmattan seasons were just the worst. And these tears are not just minor tears. They're like deep tears that have blood. Like, they're literally bringing out injury. Sorry, they're literally injuries. What am I saying? It's morning and my thoughts are muffled. But they are literally injuries all over my feet. And I despised wearing sandals and slippers, which is very rare because in school, you're only expected to wear shoes on your uniform. But then you wear sandals to dining, to prep, and then you wear slippers around your hostel. And so it was very inevitable. And I'm this kind of person, like, even if nobody has seen it, even if nobody's looking at me, and no, even if nobody's like, what's with this girl's leg? Me in my mind, I'll be like, oh, what if they're saying what's with my leg? Do you get? And so it was very bad. But then I decided to switch back to, like, I tried different creams, different stuffs, and it wasn't working. Worse was when I was at home for holidays. Don't even get me started. So I decided to revert back to my roots, and I started using canola pomade all over again. And I noticed that it started clearing up because my feet was no longer white. Because if I use Miss Sherry Fair, lotion does not do anything to fight the dry skin during Harmattan. I said it. Lotion doesn't do jack shit. So I will mix my lotion with my canola pomade. And I got to one time, I just started carrying only canola pomade. So when I mix it with canola pomade, it gives me this cocoa butter feel because it's brown and it scents like if the village and like firewood. And so I don't know. So that time, if I step into anything, it's like, what smell like food? It's me. So I just remember all these stories just to give you context. I'm sorry that I keep deviating. But, and prior to her asking me, it never crossed my mind that I had battled with something so, what's the word? That I had battled with something so self-esteem dropping. Exactly. And I got the thought again that I should probably get a gratitude journal because I've seen all my highs I've seen in this life. Not really a lot of things though, but in my exaggerating world, a lot of things. And I really have like, I don't know. Sometimes I get this feeling like maybe my life is just bland. I don't know if I'm the only one that gets that feeling. See, any bottle I break, just leave it, please. So I don't know if I'm the only one that gets that feeling too. But sometimes I just feel like, oh, look at you. You're not even phenomenal. I just basically did. But thinking about some of the things that I've been through in the past, they like just reminded me of how much I have conquered and how phenomenal I am. Because like I'm more phenomenal than I think I am. And it's amazing, you know, because most times it's people outside that give you the accolades that you don't give yourself. Sometimes it's people around you that will not remind you, don't you remember when you had this thing or when we went through this thing? And you're like, oh, I went through this thing. And fun fact is, at that point in time when you're going through that thing, it's like, oh, I'll never, ever make it out of this thing. I know, I'm not even spitting facts. I'm just saying the obvious. But it's something I realized as in like from personal experience yesterday, because people always say, but then I've never actually dipped it, but now I dip it and it's very true. So once I can, I'll get myself a gratitude journal and put those things down. And then there are some times, Sefie, when I during the holiday night, I was interviewing for a position in ADR society, which I got by the way. This is part of things that happened in my brief, I don't know, race away from podcasting. But and then they asked the person that like got interviewed before me, Nosa. And so they asked Nosa, my friend, it's my OG. And they asked Nosa, like, what have you occupied any positions inside the faculty before and stuff? And that was when it came to mind that, oh, I was a press secretary once for Losa Nigeria. And I'm like, see, I downplay so many things, right? I don't know if I do it on purpose or if it's just me being lazy. And then they now asked him, like, I don't even know what they even asked him about again. And then I think at that point in time, he now mentioned that he had one negotiation competition earlier this year. And I remember that we both had that competition. Do you get? Because I just threw it, like, into the bush. And he was mentioning some things, and I'm like, it's me and you that did this thing together, oh. And I just like penned it down and I just said it also too. And most times I need people to remind me that I was actually at this place before. And I don't know. I don't think it's nice. It's nice, Sha, to get people to remind you. You have memories with people. But sometimes you yourself still sit down and say, oh, I deserve this clap for myself. Like, I deserve this pat on the back for myself. So that's that. But the episode on public opinion will still air next week, I promise. And I kind of have a mini story time. I'm still deciding on if I want to share. But I was at this point in my life one time where I wanted to just put straw inside Dettol and sip it and go away into the underworld. No, I wasn't suicidal. I said, this is just me exaggerating. Like I said, there's so many things that have happened that I know even up to that, but I just keep exaggerating. Like, I was in, like, SS2. And I did not enjoy my secondary school years at all. But I don't know, Shao. I don't think I'm ready to share that story. But I don't know. I'll just decide on my own in my personal space. But thank you very much for dedicating 14 minutes of your day to me. I'm deeply grateful. And see, you keep me going. Even at times where I'm like, the number of plays on this episode isn't worth it. I'm like, okay, at least even if there's one person that deemed it fit. Because there are times where I record something and I just publish it and I don't publicize it. And somehow I still get listens. So I'm very grateful to you. I thank you and I love you very much. I do not take your support for granted. I know everybody says this thing, but my own is very genuine. I swear. One day when I finally hammer or marry Bill Gates' descendants, I'll buy all of you 1-1 Benz, or maybe it's Elon Musk, and I'll gift all of you 1-1 Tesla. I don't know, Shaba, but thank you very much. I love you so much. Mwah. See you next week. Bye. Wait, I know I said bye, but I was editing this episode and I just listened to it. Sorry, I just heard that I said pro bono stuff for INEC. I'm very sorry. I did not do pro bono for INEC. I was an ad hoc staff yet to be paid. Because pro bono means I did it for free. No. I do jobs for free, oh, please. But for INEC, and considering the amount of emotional trauma that I went through, it wasn't pro bono. I'm sorry. It was ad hoc. I wanted to say I was an ad hoc staff. Mabinu, don't be offended. Okay. Okay, bye for real.